Out of all the dumb problems to have this weekend, I think I have the most ridiculous one. And I don't know what to do because it's so crazy.
Well, you know I'm a fixer. I love to fix things. What do we have here? Problem solver on the case.
It's Anna and Raven. Have you ever had to fire the ice cream truck guy from your house?
I don't know about firing him. Sometimes you wish like you had one on call because it seems like they come around for a while and then they're ghost.
Right.
We have one in my neighborhood, but you have to purchase. That's what I figured out is you have to purchase consistently.
Yep.
Or else they get sporadic, man.
Well, I have the opposite. We have an ice cream truck guy.
Okay.
And I almost broke my ankle the first time he came around last month.
Right, right.
Trying to chase him down.
Booking out of the house.
Yep.
Luckily, I'm on a cul-de-sac, man. So I get him on the turnaround. But you got to be ready when you hear the song.
I finally catch the guy. I tell him to come by. And now he knows that when he comes to my house, we buy an ice cream.
Right,
you know?
Right. There's kids here. There could be some guests. There's going to be a lot of ice cream money to make.
Except there's one problem.
Huh.
It's a low-budget ice cream truck.
Oh.
So now, I'm not ice cream truck shaming people.
Is it like an old truck or is it like a truck that's not intended to be an ice cream truck but it's been repurposed, like it used to be a mail carrier?
Well, here's the truth is that the ice cream truck itself is old and I don't care about the actual shape. If you have delicious ice cream, I'm going to eat it.
You're right, right.
Right. But so they're Merino ice Italian ices, you know, the ices, right?
Oh, of
the lemon or the watermelon or cherry.
Yes.
It's got like 3 inches of extra ice on top because they're so old.
Yeah.
My little one, Dakota, the 19-month-old, she pointed to the SpongeBob one. SpongeBob's eyes were like 3 inches apart from each other. She opened it up. It looked like a yellow brick, like
they're
a deformed.
Bitten.
Like sloth
right,
from the
okay.
Goonies. Like, it was awful looking.
Right. So it's melted. It's it's refrozen. Yeah. I mean, you got to have consistent refrigeration in the ice cream truck.
Right. So now all the ice creams are, they're real budget and they're not looking good. And it's not inexpensive. Like, the deformed looking, like the push pop where it's like red, white, and blue.
Yeah,
you know, you got those. All right. That is like $4.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. Like, I understand, like, okay, it's got to be $4.
Well, it's a supply and demand.
So now,
supply and demand, Anna. That's all.
The first 3 times he came after, don't get me wrong, we went out there and we were excited.
It was refreshing. You were fired up, right?
Yeah.
And you stayed hopeful.
Oh, right. But then this past weekend, Hayden, my older daughter, she looks at me and she goes, Mommy, I want to go to Carvel.
Right.
She's
ready to skip it this time. Can't we just pick up a package of our own at Stew's?
So I tell her to hide, right? Because she goes, but can't they
because
see
now,
our cars are here?
No, because now he knows you guys are on the line. He's got you hooked.
He stops right in front of our house.
And the pusher comes by and he waits.
Right at the bottom of the driveway. The driveway's not long.
Typically, this is a $15 cleanup for him right here. Now,
easily.
And all of a sudden, it's not happening.
Right. So now he's just parked at the end of the driveway with the song going over and over and over. And
that's
now me
creepy,
and Hayden,
man.
We're hiding underneath the window. We're looking out. And I, what are we going to do? We got to go out and get the ice cream. And she's like, but I want to go to Carvel. I go, well, I'm not going to buy you 2 ice creams.
Right, that's it.
Right, so now we have to make a decision. And now, so we do nothing.
It's either break his heart or break your daughter's heart.
Do I go out and have a conversation? It's like, hey, listen, we gave it a good shot.
Right.
But unfortunately, your ice cream is not at the where I need it to be, or do I just keep hiding from the ice cream truck guy until he gets it?
Life is all about options, right? So you really, really, really got to be cautious this week because it's going to be 90 every day. So maybe you break up with him next week.
But here's the worst part. He brings his son with him.
Oh, so you're breaking up with his son too.
His son is like 9 years old in the ice cream. How am I going to look that kid in the eye? And tell him he's got terrible ice cream.
Take an ice cream right out of his mouth.
I'll take a toasted almond. When is it from? 2016? That's okay. I like it anyway. I'm so embarrassed to even admit this out loud, but it's kind of true.
What's that?
A new study found that women find men less attractive when they're holding a cat. It's Anna and Raven.
Why is that? I've heard that women find men attractive like when they're holding a baby or walking a dog in a park.
Uh-huh.
I have heard that before.
Yeah, that's all true.
Some of them find men attractive when they have a wedding ring, but now holding a cat is the opposite.
Yeah. So that's what they're saying. They're saying that researchers took took women and then they showed them, these over 700 women, pictures of men holding cats, and they rated the guys holding cats less masculine and less dateable too.
Wow.
So I had an old co-host who I adore, mm-hmm. but he had a cat, and his obsession with the cat,
right.
I found to be the strangest thing in the whole world.
Unhealthy? Is it like a grown person who has like stuffed animals and you're just like, what's up with that? Or what? Did he take the cat places? Did he dress the cat up?
No, he just loved the cat. Like, it's me. Right. It's something wrong with me.
Right, it seems natural. I mean, it was his pet.
Right, but then you came in, uh-huh. and you had these two cats.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I'm like, God, I'm like, why are all these guys cat
Why do they keep getting me cat guys?
Why do they keep bringing me cat? Because you always hear about the crazy cat lady.
Right.
But you don't hear about the crazy cat guys.
No, that's true.
And then
that is true.
We talked to my husband, and one of our best friends is a contractor, right?
Yeah.
And he said he went to go do a bid the other day on this guy's house.
Yeah.
And he peeked in, and it was a guy that lived alone. And he said it was like Cat Hotel City.
There were so many cats.
There was like the hotel, you know, the hotel, the, what are they called?
Cat
the houses,
towers.
The towers.
Yep.
Everywhere. And he said, and he was single, and that's why he's single. And I go, no. But in my head, I go, yes.
Maybe.
That is 100% the reason why. And it's not nice.
Seems hurtful.
Right. Just thought you should know that. Isn't that weird?
What do we do with that? I mean, I think maybe
we
you
have
need
to be
to
better
correct
people.
Your thinking. Right.
I have to be a better person and accept that men can love cats too. Like, what is wrong with me? Why do I think that?
I really don't know. But maybe it's just the smell of the litter boxes. You got to be dutiful if you have cats.
You
got to be ready to change that litter at any time.
My husband wants a cat. I looked at him. I'm like, are you crazy? Absolutely not. Did you have a nice Father's Day?
I did have a nice Father's Day.
What'd you get?
I got clothes. I got a juicy burger. I got playtime with my dogs. I got a nice card. I actually got the best cards that I've gotten. I should have taken a photo of the cards. I got the best cards that I've gotten in a long time.
Yeah.
People put some thought into my cards this time around.
That's nice.
Yeah. You know how I normally draw mine and stuff like that and just cross out like birthday cards, holiday cards.
Or the free sympathy cards you get in the mail.
No, that is not true.
Mm-hmm.
You made that part up.
Uh-huh.
But I do repurpose cards, and I actually enjoy that. This time I got a grilling card, and it had a grill on fire on the inside, because you know that I have a tendency to do that.
It's weird. He likes grills on fire all the time.
I got a Super Mario Kart card.
Nice.
That was like hand-drawn to the inside, too.
Yeah.
And I got like drawings of the dogs and stuff. It's great.
It's Anna and Raven. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm glad you had a nice Father's Day.
Did you?
We had a good one
for Paul.
Yeah, my husband and my dad. So my husband had a great day. I woke up early. I went and got him bagels and coffee.
Nice.
And then we had gifts and all that.
Yep.
And then we went to go visit my dad. Now, my dad is an Italian guy, and he owns pizzerias.
Sure.
My father has never been off on a Father's Day.
Never.
He works every Father's Day since I was born.
I've never old school types, right?
Yeah, that's what he does. You know, I know he always says, like, who's going to make the pizza? I got to go make the pizza. But if you haven't
God
heard,
forbid.
If Anthony Rodia, God forbid, take a day off. Forget it. Quarantine. Daddy, why don't you close the restaurant for a day? What are you, crazy, Anna? You crazy?
Who's
going to make the pizza? People are hungry, Anna. But anyway, so I got my dad. You know, Anthony Rodia is this comedian that he does a lot of this Italian comedy. And if you've never seen it on Facebook, he does Uncle Vinny and Zia Lucia.
Hmm.
And he does kind of basically what my family's like. So I had Anthony Rodia dress up and do the whole thing.
You were chasing him.
I was chasing him.
Chasing him for a couple days there last week.
And he did. And he sends this video. This is what it sounds like.
Mm.
I just want to say Happy Father's Day from Anna, Paul, Hayden, and Dakota. They love you very much. They say you're a very hard working man because you own a couple of pizzeria and you never had a day off on Father's Day because you gotta go make the pizza. Plus, I like to go to work because it gives you an excuse to get the hell out of the house.
Right,
right.
So it's really funny. And I see the look on my dad's face. He's surprised because this is his favorite comedian doing this. And he looks at me and he's dead serious. He goes, you paid for this? And I go, well, yeah, Daddy, that's kind of how it works. It's a website. You pay them and they do this stuff for you.
He wanted to think Anthony woke up that day and just did it out of the goodness of his heart.
No, he's really quiet for a second as he's contemplating this information. Old school Italian guy, my dad. He goes, Anna, if you were funny, people would pay you to make videos. Dead serious. That's what he says to me.
Yeah.
I go, you know, Daddy, I did stand-up comedy for years. Nobody's paying you to make Father's Day videos.
Wow.
Right? And that was my Father's Day. And to know my dad is to love him and know that's the only thing he would have said anyway.
He speaks the truth.
He does. Right. I wish I was funnier. Yeah.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. You can always call or text. I realized this morning how dumb I must be, because all weekend long I was sitting outside by the fire pit and all the bugs and mosquitoes were eating my ankles, right?
Right.
And I immediately, what do? I take my thumbnail and as hard as I can, I push across into the mosquito bite.
Yeah, good, good.
So this morning I wake up and I'm itching like crazy and I'm scratching. And I'm thinking, what the heck?
Yeah, I put my nail crosses on it. Everything should be fine, right?
If you believe that putting nail crosses on your mosquito bites actually gets rid of the itch, that's all I need to know about you. And it's all I need to know about myself. Because then I started thinking about it. I go, how dumb am I that I actually believe that that works? But why do I do that? Do you do that?
No, I don't do anything like that. You never heard of that? You know, I don't actually get bit by mosquitoes all that often, to tell you the truth.
Mm.
You know why? I stopped wearing cologne. When I stopped wearing cologne, like that really, it took a lot of it off. Like if you go outside at night and you're wearing cologne or lotion or anything like that, a lot of times I don't have to. Same thing with hair products. Like they come right after that stuff. And I'm usually swimming. If I'm outside at night, I'm swimming during the day. So there's like nothing on me and they don't really come after me all that much.
I don't understand. So I just Googled it because I was curious. Yeah. Moron, am I the only one
right
that does
nail crosses on mosquito bites?
Yeah, no, it's a
and
real
what
thing.
What did they say?
The next home remedy for mosquito bites is more of a temporary fix than a solution. Well, that explains why I woke up with it after work last night.
Right.
Simply making an X on the top of the mosquito bite using your fingernail, but don't press too hard because you don't want to pierce the skin. Duh. Well, will temporarily stop the itching, but it doesn't get rid of it.
I don't know.
I saw a
that
Facebook
doesn't seem
ad.
Like science.
I saw this Facebook ad that you could buy these little suction cups. Have you seen these?
No.
I saw it and I thought it was dumb, but now as I'm starting to get bit and I realize how annoying mosquito bites are, I might actually buy it. It's a suction cup that sucks out the venom because they leave the venom. That's why you get the mosquito bite. And I wasn't going to buy it, but now I'm
like
debating it.
Modern form of leeching. I'm not sure if that's the right way to go.
Mm.
If you're driving the wrong way on the highway, that's all I need to know about you. Very scary.
It's
myself
scary.
Driving in this morning, wrong way driver on the highway.
It's so scary.
Yeah, and you know, the crazy thing is, so the cop had him stopped. That
yeah.
was the great thing, all right? So, but it was right at a dangerous part. It's right at the peak of a hill. So you don't see it until you, like, come up right on it. And
yeah.
it's in the fast lane. And you just say to yourself, like, you look over, and at this point, it's just the trooper, and then it's just the person in the other car, and they're facing each other. And you say, how is it you make that big of an error?
How do you do it?
Because it wasn't somebody that was, say, elderly or confused. It didn't appear to be intoxicated. It just appeared to be a young woman in driving the wrong way.
I don't.
Absolutely terrifying.
That it's the most
scary thing. I mean, if that cop
thing.
Had not been there,
right.
that's at a hill where you come down and everybody's doing 80.
I've been in a situation like that. Actually, I had it with my niece and my daughter in the back, and it was really scary.
Yeah.
And that person wasn't stopped. They were coming right at me, and then they realized it, and they pulled over.
So baffling when you see it. Like, you don't even, you're like, no, that's not a real thing.
Right.
Thank God.
Scary.
Yeah.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Katy Perry is busy. She's got a new album out coming out next month. She's balancing new music while holding down her hosting duties on American Idol. She's extensively participating in all these virtual graduations and Pride Month promotions.
Mm-hmm.
And she's pregnant with her first child with fiancé Orlando Bloom.
That's kind of a lot.
Yeah, it's in on Raven. Raven and I interviewed Katy Perry via Zoom this weekend. And obviously, the first question is always about life in quarantine.
What is quarantining like for Katy Perry?
Well, I have basically told everyone that I don't answer the question, how are you doing? Because you don't want to know. It changes every single day. I have a tattoo on the inside of my arm that I got almost 12 years ago or something that says go with the flow. And boy, does it ring true these days.
Both my pregnancies were awful. And I always say, like, you always are supposed to be like, oh, this is so fun. I'm glowing. I hated being pregnant from beginning to end. Are you finding, like, any joy in it at all?
Yeah, of course. If I don't find my smile, I will just cry. But actually, I'm pretty grateful. You know, all in all, it's been pretty easy. I haven't felt pregnant, although I'm like, you know, I've gained like 35, 40 pounds and I'm in my last trimester. But I don't feel pregnant at all. I mean, I just went on a camping trip, road trip, last week and was, you know, I was pulling my weight during camping. And if you've ever been camping with kids, three, six, and nine, woo, it's a lot.
You're getting like a serious dose of reality kids-wise because you're with kids all the time, right?
Yeah, my nieces are 3 and 6, and then Orlando's son is 9. I mean, I've been around them for as long as they've been born, and I remember helping my sister give birth in her living room twice.
What? Oh
my gosh.
I was literally like sifting the poop out of the tub.
Oh, great. I always say I'm the towel guy.
Raymond always says he's going to bring the towels.
Movie or show or whatever, they always say, bring the towels, bring the towels. That's me. I'm going to go get the towels. That's where my stuff begins and ends.
In my last pregnancy, that's all he had to offer was I'll hold the towels. I'm like, that's it? That's what you're going to do?
Well, I'm glad you guys have such a close relationship that you even let him in the room.
I'm going to look that way. Yeah. I'm going to look over there.
From delivery room?
No, that I did. Believe it or not.
It's all happening. I'm bringing a child into this wild world. I'm putting a record out August 14th. Yeah. I put a song out, Daisies, a couple weeks ago. And we're in the midst of a revolution and a pandemic. And oh my God.
Yeah. Right.
I was scrolling through your Instagram and I was looking at it and I was just like, wow, Katy Perry is about to have a baby and yet she's still working. It looks like just about every single day you've lined up something big for you to do.
I definitely have become super innovative in this process. So, you know, I got a head start with having to figure out and be creative when they said, oh, American Idol is going to go remotely from home. And I was like, okay. Right. Well, I'm going to like start thinking about costumes and how do I bring some smiles to people's faces in this time of uncertainty. And then I started doing performances from my house, my living room. How do I think outside of the box and keep it interesting? And I love a challenge and I always have. I'm happy to do that rather than like kind of wait and twiddle my thumbs and go, okay, well, is she coming today? Is she coming today?
Right.
And she's been so secretive about when the baby is going to come. When did she say that we can expect baby Katy Perry? It's coming up next with Anna and Raven. Katy Perry is one busy mama to be. She's got a new album coming out next month. She's balancing all the new music, American Idol, and she's doing all kinds of virtual graduations, pride promotions. But she's also pregnant with her first child with fiance Orlando Bloom. It's Anna and Raven. So when Raven and I interviewed Katy Perry via Zoom over the weekend, of course we had to ask that uncomfortable question of like, hey, listen, when's this baby coming?
Is he coming today?
Right.
Anna said to me, I said, what's the latest on the baby? She said, could happen during the interview. She's like, you know, I'm not really sure. She's like, obviously that's her private business, but it could, you know, come at any time.
Look at that baby bump.
Wow, look at those daisies.
Wow. Got a little princess in there. It's so exciting.
Is she moving a lot? Is she dancing around?
Yeah, which is good. I'm calling her Katy Perry.
Balancing being a working mom and obviously an artist, all that, that's got to be a new challenge for you. Any plan on returning to Idol, how you're going to balance it all? Obviously, there's not going to be a tour, I would think, right now, given the situation.
Well, in the beginning of all this, when I was like, okay, I'm going to put the record out, I already knew I wasn't going to tour it in the most, you know, in the traditional way. But I didn't realize the whole world wasn't going to tour it. So now I don't have FOMO. I ain't touring. You ain't touring. No, it's, you know, it's funny. It's been a time of balance, but I think 21 will be interesting. I never said I was ever going to choose between being a mom and doing what I love. I feel like, why can't you do it all? I stopped going to the club on tour a long time ago, but I think in the future, my shows will definitely start earlier than they ever have. Like, I would start my shows at 9 p.m. And I'd be like, what? This is fun. This is show business. Everybody stays up late. And I'm like, oh, no, they don't. No. Kids don't. They go to bed at 7:30. I've been having dinner at 6:30 lately. And so my promise moving forward concerning my own touring is that we're going to have 8 o'clock shows or matinee shows. I get it.
That is the best thing I've ever heard. Do you know how much sugar, like whenever I bring I have an 11-year-old, so I have a toddler and 11-year-old. Whenever I bring the 11-year-old to a show, how much sugar I have to get her to be able to stay awake. And there's been plenty of shows where she's fallen asleep in full arenas on my shoulder. Full
arenas. Well, forget her. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. Like, I've always known that I've been, you know, an artist that the whole family can feel like they can bring their whole family to the show. And I want to continue that. I feel like Disneyland on wheels sometimes. And I still think in a lot of ways that I'm a storyteller and there's interesting ways to tell stories and send out good messages and metaphors. And I can do all that. And I can start at 8 o'clock.
Right. You could totally do that 4 p.m. Right. You could.
Yeah. I'm not really like a rock star. Like people are like, can I go backstage? I was like, okay, but only if you like want to meditate and do yoga.
Do you like sandwiches? The green room is fantastic. We have many, many sandwiches.
Like so much dried fruit. There's
that. Yeah. Katie, this has been fantastic.
Thanks for playing Daisies.
Oh, we love it. And we can't wait for the rest of the album to drop. We can't wait.
August 14th, KP5. Yeah. Let's do it.
You do things over the weekend and you don't get the credit you deserve.
Mm-hmm, that's for sure. That's why we created Credit Due.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person. Yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
It was a big weekend. And you know what? A lot of things happen that you kind of just have to smile. Even though that you deserve a little bit of credit, you don't get it. Plus, you can't be rude and ask for it. It doesn't count.
Right, right. Nobody's going to pat you on the back when you deserve it the most, except there's no witnesses to it. You were kind of up against it with it being Father's Day. So what did you do this weekend, Anna?
You know, I'm not very handy. You know, sure. Everyone knows that. Like, there's a couple things I'm not good at. Putting together stuff and cooking stuff.
You never claimed to be.
Right. So when I had a closet that I had to assemble, and it said right on the box, it said suggested 2 people to assemble it.
Oh, boy.
And my husband wasn't there. And oh, I go, boy. You know what? I'm going to do this by myself.
You did it by yourself.
And it took me a very long time.
Uh-huh.
And I was so incredibly proud of myself because I followed directions. I mean, most of it was in Spanish. I could barely read those instructions.
Is the closet up? Is it standing? Is it all working?
Yes. And I got there. I was done. I did it. I was so proud of myself. My husband came home. I couldn't wait to show him. He looked at it and he goes, cool.
Yeah.
I just felt like I wasn't getting the credit I deserve for the amount of work I put into it.
Wilson Phillips appreciates your efforts.
Thank you.
Don't you know? Don't you know? You can hang your clothes right here.
In my new closet.
All right. Yeah. I did something this weekend, too.
You didn't get credit for it?
I tell you what I did. I didn't get any credit for whatsoever.
What?
So I went to go use the pressure washer from my father over the past weekend, right? And the whole thing is metal. And inside it has one plastic part. And it broke. It broke, Anna.
Yeah.
So the mower would not start. The pressure washer would not start. So then I had to go to the store and talk to the guy in the small engines department, okay? Because they still have parts for these things. Now, despite the fact that this thing is 25 years old.
Right.
This kid's a professional. He's making at least minimum wage.
Yeah.
He's worked there at least 6 weeks, and he ought to know the part that I'm looking for.
Right.
He didn't.
Okay.
Even though I spelled it out to him and showed it on a diagram, after all that and wasting 25 minutes of my afternoon over there to explain it and get the part ordered, I then said, thank you for your help. You've been a great assistance to me today.
Oh.
I did that.
He wasn't even helpful.
But
you thanked him.
He was like an anchor on my ankle.
Right.
While I was trying to swim away from something.
And you know what? You still thanked him because
you're
a good person.
I thanked him.
Right.
And I did it with a smile.
I wasn't
even sarcastic to his face.
We're giving you credit right now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I did what I could.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Did you do something this weekend that you didn't get credit for?
Well, you know how yesterday was Father's Day?
Yeah. Tell us. What happened?
I got my dad a Father's Day gift, and my brother decided to sign his name on the card, even though I did all the work and got him everything, and he didn't put any money towards it. So he basically took all the credit for it when I really did it all.
It's unbelievable. That's cool. You're heroic.
I'm telling you. That happens all the time, is that, you know, somebody, like, you just do all the work, you get the gift, and then you give the gift, and they, like, say thank you to both of you. And you know what? You did all the work. You went and got the gift. You got that card. I hear you.
Yeah, her brother probably doesn't even have a job.
Right. This is the credit you deserve. You're a good daughter. You know what? It doesn't matter that your father doesn't know that your brother didn't do anything. Right. You did it all on your own. And at the end of the day, we're giving you the credit you deserve as well.
You go, girl. You're going to be all right.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. If you need credit for something you did this weekend that you didn't get to make yourself feel better, call us. 1-800-330-9999. Do you still have a lovey or do your kids have a lovey? It's Ann on Raven. People on TikTok are sharing baby blankets that they still sleep with. So we're wondering, like, do you have something that you still sleep with that you've had since you were an infant, or have you passed it down to your child?
Mm.
I never did, Raven.
Right.
Both my girls.
Because you were cold and heartless growing up.
I don't know why. Well, I had my pacifier till I was in kindergarten.
Okay, that's revealing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, it's weird, right? I was like, Ma, like, you legit let me go to kindergarten with a freaking pacifier in my mouth?
Wow.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's real.
All right.
Yep. But the girls they're very, very attached. Hayden, my older one, she's 11.
Right.
She has Orange. Orange, we won at a carnival when she was 4 months old.
Right.
Orange has been through
a lot.
A lot.
True story. Anna tracked down a bag full of these carnival toys to buy from a carny.
Yep.
So they would have a backup of oranges.
Here's the thing, though. She knew the difference because she had worn it down so much
right.
that even though I bought a case of them, because you
sat on it,
you can't just buy one.
Right, you can't buy one.
They're carnival prizes.
Right,
I bought a box, right. A box of them. And then over the years, we gave them away to people because there was nothing we could do.
Right.
But she's very attached to Orange to this day.
Okay.
But Dakota, I was like going to be smart this time. This is my 19-month-old. So we got her Henrietta the Purple Hippopotamus. That's right. What I named her.
Did you order 12 at once when you first started?
I ordered 3 at once.
Okay.
I gave one to my mom to have at my house.
Right.
And here's the problem. She got a hold of both of them early on.
Oh.
So now we have to
She knew they were twins.
Two.
Right.
So now we call them the Henriettas.
Yeah.
Where are the Henriettas? She sleeps with both of them and they smell.
It's terrible.
She sucks on them.
Oh,
and
good.
It's disgusting.
Right.
But they bring her comfort. Like, what am I going to do?
Yeah, my dog has an Ewok that he carries around. And that Ewok, he's in rough shape. He's had both his arms sewn back on. He's been put back together. He destroys everything else. But he realizes now that the Ewok is a little bit he's got to be more gentle with it now because he's killed him twice, and he's come back. But
that's good.
You know, and he was the other dog's lovey before we got that dog.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, the babies
sleeps with it every day. Though.
And as you get older, a lot of people get attached and they stay with them.
Right.
1-800-330-9999. Do you still have a lovey? It's Anna and Raven.
No, but my daughter had a nanny.
What's that?
It was a little piece of her receiving blanket when she was little, and she had it. Oh, my goodness. I don't know how many years, but we left it one time at a hotel and they mailed it back to us.
Oh, it's a big deal.
Oh, that's
deal.
Nice. I love those stories when somebody takes the time to do something like that.
I know.
Because if not, you just imagine that lovey out there roaming the countryside alone and lonely.
We were so happy to get up.
As a parent, there is literally nothing worse than when your child loses their lovey. And, I mean, that just happened this past weekend with my daughter, Hayden. She's 11 years old. We couldn't find Orange, and we spent an hour before we went to bed looking for Orange because she couldn't deal with the fact that there was a possibility that she would have to sleep without it for one night.
You know what? You ever entertain the thought that Orange left?
No.
Orange said, you know what? There's a better life for me out there.
Right.
And you've kept me cooped up here, and now it's time for me to be unsheltered.
Well, that life that was better than her bedroom on her bed was actually behind her hamper in the corner.
Well, you know what? Yeah. That's her space.
1-800-330-9999. Do you have a lovey? And how old are you? Do you still sleep with it? Or maybe your kids? Oh, so many people sharing pictures of their loveys on our Facebook page. If you're not friends with us on Facebook, search Anna and Raven. Over the weekend, TikTok, it was trending that people were posting pictures of the blankies. Their blankies and their loveys that they grew up with. That a lot of people still sleep with every single night, even though they're adults.
Yeah, that seems strange. I mean, I had a blankie when I was little.
Yeah.
And then I left it behind with childish things.
I
grew
think
up and
so.
Paid taxes.
My cousin, she actually married my cousin, but she's 34.
Wait a minute, your cousin married your cousin?
Well, no, you know what I mean. She married my cousin, so she's my cousin now.
Okay, good.
Yeah, okay. She has, she still has the two bunnies that she grew up with, and she still sleeps with them. She still does. They're like on her bed.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people do this.
I don't want to tear on people for that. It just, you know, it strikes me as a little bit odd. That's all. Just for me.
I'm looking at one. Michelle wrote, this is Smokey the Bear. He's 56 years old. I've had him all my life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I hope nobody in that house is a smoker because he's not going to smell great.
My girls are really attached. Hayden, my 11-year-old, has Orange that she got when she was 4 months old. We won him at a carnival. That was, you got to see Orange. Orange is a shell of his former seahorse self.
Right.
But he's still all right. And Dakota, I thought I was so smart.
The carnival prize is not the highest quality to begin with either.
No, it's been resewed many times.
And when she was a child, you let her chew on that thing. It's probably made of asbestos.
I mean, it's disgusting. It's literally disgusting. But Dakota, my 19-month-old, she's got two. Henrietta's the purple hippopotamuses.
Right.
I bought two. One as a backup. One day she found the backup, and now she insists.
Carries both of them.
Both of them on her face, and then she choose on both of them.
And the risk factor stays high.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. You have a lovey?
I don't sleep with my lovey anymore, but I definitely have Kelsey in my nightstand.
Kelsey in your nightstand.
Who's Kelsey?
Kelsey is a Barbie from when I was young.
Of course.
I slept with her, my whole childhood. When I went to college, she came with. When I got married and moved north, Kelsey came. And
I mean,
she
wasn't physically at the wedding, was she?
I will not disclose that.
Oh, my God.
So now Kelsey just lives
in
your
nightstand. She lives on the show. That's her condo. That's her flat.
She hangs out in my sock drawer.
Nice. Do you ever take Kelsey out?
Yeah, every once in a while, just if I want to be sentimental, sure. Right.
Kelsey's like a prisoner.
Have a conversation when you need it. Kelsey, I need you, girl.
But you don't still sleep with her.
No, but my nightstand is right, it's right next to the bed.
Yeah.
So I know she's there.
And how old are you?
I'm 38.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, is it?
I don't know.
Brett, your Barbies are close at hand, too?
Not really. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How old are you now, and what is your lovey?
So I am 34 years old, and my lovey is my Froggy. It's a very old Beanie Baby, and he's all scratched up, and the tag's missing, but I've had him forever, and he sleeps right on my nightstand, and sometimes I even sleep with him right underneath my face.
Once you take off the tags off a Beanie Baby, though, it's not really worth anything. But it's just sentimental.
Are you going to start having the talk with her now about your Princess Diana Beanie Baby that's encapsulated in plastic?
Maybe if you took better care of Froggy.
Someday it's going to be worth.
My Princess Diana Beanie Baby is
worth like $11 now.
It's in pristine shape. One day it's going to be worth a lot of money. Maybe if you took better care of Froggy and you didn't sleep with it under your face every night and had the tags, then Froggy would be worth money one day.
I mean, she doesn't need it. Froggy is worth your heart. Don't you apologize to her.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what they're arguing about, and then you decide who's right. Derek and Meredith. Meredith, let's start with you. What's going on?
I don't know. I really love the beach. I'm looking forward to relaxing all summer with Derek, and he's just a different vibe when we're at the beach. He gets really uncomfortable. I get a hard time relaxing. The sun's too hot. He's sticky, and he gets really uncomfortable. So we're just not on the same page. He gets up and walks around, and then I can't relax because I know he's not having a good time.
Okay,
yeah,
so
I've seen this at the beach before. This is no fun. Yeah.
Derek, just don't go. Isn't that the solution here? Right, if you're driving her crazy.
No. I think everybody can have their own good time. If she wants to lay on the towel and be comfortable and do that, and if I want to walk around and throw rocks, I think we can both agree that we're both having a good time, just each in our different way.
I mean, I would like to do it together, though. Lay back, talk.
We are. We're at the beach.
Yeah, but you're up, and you're like, I'm going to go see if they've got any food, and you're just gone, and it's just kind of like, I don't know. It's not quality time together.
You feel abandoned, I guess. Is that what you're saying? So I'm not sure what you're asking us to do, Meredith. You want us to set like a 5-year-old? He has to stay on the blanket?
Get him a leash.
Right.
Get him a leash.
Harness.
I don't know.
Get him politically correct. They're children harnesses.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem is he won't let me bring my friends with me to hang out. He still thinks it's our time together, but he's gone, so I'm kind of just spending the afternoon alone.
If
you do that, can I at least bring my girlfriends with me so we can talk and hang out that way?
And Derek, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, you got to do it that way, man. This is what I do. Let them go down to the beach bar. I stay at the stuff. I take a nap.
Derek, why won't you just let
You know what? I like that idea, but now I've got four people telling me how to have a good time instead of just the one.
All right.
Well, it's not going to be like that. And we're not going to tell you to lay with us.
Yeah, I don't know why you need to bring your friends to the beach.
But I'm by myself.
Huh. Well, what we do is ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Meredith. Derek, if you're not going to sit still and keep her company and be a partner on the beach, then she can bring whoever she wants. But they may see your side too, Derek, that it's even though you're technically not sitting together and you're kind of wandering off and doing your own thing, it's still alone time that's important to you. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Great. Call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
It seems kind of out there, but I don't know if I see both sides. I'm confused. Maybe you'll have a better idea on what to think. Meredith and Derek go to the beach. They like to go to the beach. They love the beach. They live in a beach town.
It's this place where the ocean meets the land.
Right. There's sand, usually. So what happens is that Derek gets restless, and everybody has one of those in the group, the wanderer.
Sure.
The minute you get to the beach, they're up, they're walking around, they're
maybe
down
they
the
like
water,
to go on adventures.
Go
maybe he's looking for crabs. You don't know what he's doing.
But Meredith is annoyed because she's like, nobody hangs out with her on the towel because he's off. She wants to bring friends, which mm-hmm. makes complete sense to me. He won't let her have friends meet them there because he says it's their alone time. It's so alone time that she's by herself on that towel.
Right. Well, that's true isolation. It gives them time to think. Now, you know what? When you go to the beach, obviously it's give and take, right? In any one of these things. So have her bring some girlfriends. Then you can hang out and just pig out on all the sandwiches in the cooler. Nobody will even be watching and judging you.
Right. But he says, no way. Like, this is our time together. Sharon writes on our Facebook page. You can always call, text, or head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999 is the number. Sharon writes, I'm on her side. If he's going to leave her alone, then she should be able to invite some company. It's true, right?
Sure.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Verdict coming up next with Anna and Raven. Beach etiquette and what does it mean for your relationship? It's Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Meredith and Derek, they go to the beach together. The problem is the minute they set up shop, Derek is out of there. He's a wanderer. He's in the water. He's going to the snack bar. He's walking up and down. And she feels abandoned.
Yeah, well, Meredith likes to hang out on the beach, right on the blanket, and go nowhere, do nothing. That's not Derek's style. He's a jet setter, Anna.
Well, the problem is that she wants to bring friends to hang out with, and he says, no, this is our alone time. So alone that he's not even there with her.
Right.
Is he overreacting? 1-800-330-9999. Stan on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side because I'm going through the same thing with my girlfriend in South Carolina. I go to visit her and she want to go pick up kids. I'm with her. He needs to suck it up, either stay with her. If it's quality time, then they need to stay together and have quality time together instead of abandoning her and leaving her by herself, which is supposed to be quality time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. I mean, he's got a stronger opinion on it than I thought.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Actually, I'm on nobody's side. I feel like the two of them need to realize that in a relationship, some people like to do things, other people don't. He should stay home and let her go with her girlfriends, and they should do something together, something else that they like to do.
And on Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I don't even know what side to choose because it's this kind of micromanagement that makes our divorce rate what it is. It's the whole, both sides are absurd.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, she should be able to, you know what, I agree with her. She should be able to bring her friends. It's this controlling attitude. And no wonder people get divorced.
So if you go to the beach, you would just shove your partner out on a boat into the ocean if you so felt inclined. You haven't lost any partners before at the beach, have you?
In the sand.
Right? I'm not saying we're investigating. I'm just saying it's worth asking.
Are you asking if I've killed a partner in the sand?
Well,
they disappeared.
You use that word, not us. But,
right.
You know.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Meredith, our audience agreed with you. Derek, if she wants to bring friends to keep her company on the towel, then you need to suck it up. It's not a big deal.
I'll bring more towels.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Then I can actually have some fun.
And then you get to run off and do whatever it is that you want to do too, Derek. Everybody wins.
Absolutely. It's all I've ever wanted.
All right. You got a problem too. Send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hey, how you doing? It's Chris.
Chris, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
I most certainly can. Raven, head on out. See you in a little bit.
Yeah, good luck, Chris.
All right, Chris, here's how it works. Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I bring him back in. I ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's a tie. It goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, the jackpot today starts at $100. You ready to do it?
I think so. Good night's sleep. Cup of coffee. I'm ready to go.
Number one, Kristen Stewart is set to play Princess Diana in the upcoming film titled Spencer. What movie series based off a book series by Stephanie Meyer did Stewart star in?
Twilight.
Number two, Snooki has confirmed that she will not be returning to film any more seasons of the Jersey Shore or any of their spinoff shows. What is Snooki's real first name?
Nicole.
Number three, today is National Kissing Day. One of the most famous kissing scenes in a movie is in The Notebook when Noah, a.k.a. Ryan Gosling, kisses Allie. What actress plays Allie?
Oh, goodness. I don't know.
Number four, Kurt Cobain's famous MTV Unplugged guitar made history when it sold for $6 million at auction. Has Nirvana ever been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I believe yes.
And number five, the Theodore Roosevelt statue will be removed from the steps of the Museum of Natural History because the museum believes that it stands for inequality. Robin Williams played Theodore Roosevelt in what movie?
Night at the Museum, I believe it was.
Let me bring Raven back in. Raven!
Yo.
Chris did great. Got 4 out of 5.
4 is pretty good. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Kristen Stewart is set to play Princess Diana in the upcoming film titled Spencer.
Mm.
What movie series based off a book series by Stephanie Meyer did Stewart star in?
You got to be talking about Twilight.
Twilight is correct.
She's a good actress. She's a good choice for that role.
She's been kind of MIA for a while.
She's been making films that you haven't watched.
Oh, that's probably actually true. Number two, Snooki has confirmed that she will not be returning to film any more seasons of The Jersey Shore, any of their spinoffs.
Good for you, Snooki.
What's Snooki's real first name?
Snooki's name is Nicole.
That's correct. Number three, today is National Kissing Day. One of the most famous kissing scenes in a movie of all time is in The Notebook when Noah, a.k.a. Ryan Gosling, kisses Allie.
Right.
What actress plays Allie?
Rachel McAdams.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm breathless.
Number four, Kurt Cobain's famous MTV Unplugged guitar made history when it sold for $6 million at auction.
Heard that.
Has Nirvana ever been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to say yes.
Yes, they were. 2014, the first year they were eligible, that was the year that they got in.
Well, that makes sense.
Okay, you guys are tied at 4. David Grohl left the band in 1993 because he overheard rumors that Kurt Cobain was talking smack about him, which ended up being true.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of those musicians that thought he could play everything, and he was right. But Dave Grohl is an incredible musician himself, and Foo Fighters are awesome.
Yep. Number 5, the Theodore Roosevelt statue will be removed from the steps of the Museum of Natural History because the museum believes that it stands for inequality.
I love Teddy Roosevelt. That's a racist statue.
Robin Williams played Theodore Roosevelt in what movie?
Night at the Museum.
That is correct.
Yeah! 5 for me, 4 for you. I'm not a math major, but
I tried.
That gets you your own Anna and Raven t-shirt, Chris.
Sweet.
All right, sorry, but I just can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for trying, Chris. Hold on the line.
Better luck next time.
Jackpot now increases another $100. $200 you can win tomorrow morning just for beating Raven in pop culture trivia.
Nice.
Get the cheat sheet, the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. That's going to be coming up. First one at noon, second at 5:30 this afternoon.